CJLO, 1690 AM. This is Andrew, normally of Grade A Explosives, 4 to 6 on Sundays, and right now hosting Champions of the Local Scene, which you've been listening to an interview with William from Gaspar, a very good instrumental rock band doing psyche stonery stuff from here in the city, who's going to be playing a show, the first live show that, you know, I've cared to pay attention to this Saturday at Quai de Brume, which is going to be a good show. I can not guarantee that. We all might forget what a good show is, but it will definitely be good in the way that you haven't seen a show in a long time. The best show of the past year, for sure. Year and a couple months, maybe. Best live show. That Behemoth thing was pretty good. Anyway, the point is, I'm at the last part of this interview. I thought I would come in here, wish you all well, tell you to go get vaccinated, because you should if you haven't, although in Quebec it's like at 80% or something ridiculously high, so I'm probably, you know, already speaking to the converted already. And if you did, good for you. And go enjoy shows. And here's the last part of this interview, and then a track from the record, which you can maybe see live on Saturday. Go to Gaspar's event page. Go to their various Instagram or Facebook. They don't have a Twitter, so don't go there, but it's a Gaspar band. So check them out, enjoy it, and hopefully I'll see you at a show soon. Maybe. Maybe. This has been Champions of the Local Scene. Keep it locked. More CJLO programming coming up after this.
Let me ask you what might be the most important question during the course of this. And I think you might be uniquely qualified to answer, since you're a person that makes guitars. What's the worst musical instrument?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. What's the worst musical instrument?
I like how you were initially thinking, oh, this is going to be a really bad question. And then I answer, you're like, oh, this is a good question. Excellent.
This is
good.
Actually
really good question.
I had a feeling this was going to be a not serious question, but finally, this is a serious question. I don't want to be saying bullshit, you know.
Right, now I get it.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really good question, because like all instruments, like they have their purpose, and in the good situation, they are the perfect instrument in a way. But maybe there's like a really ishy instrument. I think they're all ishy in their own way, you know, like the guitar. It doesn't really sounds like, I don't know how to say that in English, but it's les notes sont fausses. It's it's not you know, sometimes it's sharp, sometimes it's not sharp. But
right.
Yeah, you get what I mean.
I get it. Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think there's an instrument I really hate. I'm not an instrument aether. I don't know.
All right. Okay.
I would like to have a good answer to this question, but I don't have any.
there's no bad answers in an interview, unless of course you go on some like really weird, you know, like racist rant or something. That's not a good answer.
Yeah.
But I mean, the rest of them are not bad answers.
Yeah, that's right.
I've been checking in with bands. Obviously, all of us have been kind of locked in, and all of us have kind of needed to, at least initially and through this, kind of make our own fun for things, since we haven't been able to go out sometimes. And so I've been checking in with bands to see if there's anything that they've gotten into during the pandemic that they could recommend to people, whether it be like television shows or books or new records. Is there anything that you've gotten into like during this past year or so that you can recommend to people or you think people should check out?
That's a good question. recommendation? I don't know. I've like my pandemic was filled with many projects, including like a big one where I learned to do to create marionettes, you know.
That's cool. Yeah.
And I've been making a video for one of our songs on the album Vertige, and it's because it's like a 10-minute song. It's been a year and a half project. So yeah, I had to have other people involved because it's like all the handmade sets, and it's like pretty big. So all my time was like past doing that and maybe watching some TV, but nothing nothing really interesting, I think. But I don't know about recommendation. I think all of the bands really enjoyed the last Black Midi album. I think that's the only thing that's coming to my mind now.
Tell me more about this music video. I'm very interested in it. Yeah. Is it all animated? You've made an all animated thing over the course. That sounds like just a ton of work to do.
Yeah. The issue with me, I tend to involve myself with too much things. So I thought it was like a good idea to make a live action marionette show with real life sets.
Mm-hmm.
And that it would be fairly easy and not take up too much time. But
okay.
As you understand, I'm pretty crazy. So this is like a big thing. My aunt, she's gone back to school and she's been doing animation, and so she kind of helped me with the filmmaking. We used like green screen on some sets, but like most of the works was like building the sets from scratch. There's like a thing that's it's all little rocks that we need to glue one by one. thing that like that makes you go crazy. But we all, and my cousin is he does movie and he's a cameraman, so he shot all the movie and he's doing the montage. So we're going to apply to maybe a little film festival and thing like that, because the project is like too big to be only a video clip.
But, yeah, really? It's like 10 minutes long and it has all this stuff involved in it.
Yeah, it gives me a headache to think about it, and I'm happy this is like fast, because I've put it way too more energy into this. But yeah, when this is going to be finished, I'll hit you up and send you a preview.
Yeah, I'm into looking at a preview. This sounds pretty awesome, I have to say.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty good. I really high expectation about the things I make, because I didn't know how to do that. It was pretty difficult, but I think it's going to be quite good.
I'm excited to see this. That sounds very exciting.
Yeah.